This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Do you see his positions, the presumptive Republican nominee's positions, having any kind of sway on your Republican counterparts in Congress when it comes to what you're trying to do?
Well, they haven't been towing the line that well with Donald to begin with, so I don't know how much he's going to influence them. But him speaking out, he has the pulse. I mean, you know, this man has not gotten where he's gotten to right now without having the pulse of the people. But this is just something that needs to be done, and I think that basically they will see and find a path forward. The problem we have, and really the firewall that we have right now, is due process.
Yeah.
It's all due process. So we can all say, yeah, we want the same thing, but how do we get there? If a person is on a terrorist watch list, like the gentleman, the shooter in Orlando, he was twice by the FBI. We were briefed yesterday about what happened. But that man was brought in twice. They did everything they could. So the FBI did everything they were supposed to do. But there was no way for them to keep him on the next list or keep him off the gun buy list. There was no way to do that. So can't we say that if a person is under suspicion, they should be a five-year period of time, that we have to see if good behavior, if this person continues the same traits? Maybe we can come to that type of an agreement. But due process is what's killing us right now.
On that point, Senator, they're currently...
Well, and, you know, and I agree with what Senator Manchin is saying here, Scott. You know, and this is the challenge. You know, sometimes it makes it a bit cumbersome with our Constitution. It is due process, but you've got to work through this situation. You can't get it get it bogged down. But I find it quite interesting that they want to be very sensitive about, the whole aspect of gun control. But yet when it comes to immigration and refugees and what the president is doing, it's hard to connect the dots. It's like, hey, you want to utilize common sense on one hand, but on another hand, then we're going to offend people, and we can't seem to pull those things together. I mean, how can they be so disconnected?
I don't know, but it's one of those things where you can't. If you do one way, you have to do the other way, you know, the same way, right?
I would think.
You would think that you would want to, you know.
I mean, if common sense reigns, in all areas, right? You just don't pick and choose and say, well, we're going to let common sense reign over here and not in the other place. And he brings up a good point about Trump, that, you know, Trump is connecting with people because he is exercising common. He's saying something the government isn't saying. And you got the president who comes on and wanted to chide everybody because of radical Islam. I don't know what else to call it, but that he's uncomfortable with that because he sees that as a across-the-board indictment against the Muslim faith. I mean, they say radical. There's radical Christians, radical Jews. They've all been under attack. The Christian community doesn't get indicted by that. I mean, we know that there's... you know, radicals in anything, you know.
But your problem there is that a vast majority of, as soon as something like that happens, a vast majority of Christians will come out and say, hey, that's not us. Mm-hmm. And it's not the same with Islam. You get pockets of them, and you get certain ones that say it, but it's not the vast majority that come out and condemn it.
Right.
And
but
that's
again,
the
we
problem.
Yeah, but we get back to what Senator Manchin was saying, is that, you know, where's the common sense here? You know, this is going to be something that's going to be worked out. I mean, the Democrats had a filibuster for 15 hours. Looks like the Republicans are willing now to negotiate a little bit. So, we'll see what happens here. But, you know, there's more, you know, on the surface than what we're hearing. You know, what I'm concerned with is people hear, well, if you're not on a no-fly list, then you should be on a no-buy list. Well, that makes sense. But there's more to this. I mean, there are some people...
Who creates the list?
Exactly. Well, you know, that's where we are. We're back to trying to have trust in something that's been untrustworthy, right?
Well, I mean, Nazi Germany had this.
Exactly. Hey, well, you know, of course, we're going to continue to talk about it. We welcome you. This is Bill Martinez live, just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And you want to be in the running for those Young Messiah DVD Blu-ray discs that we're giving away. By all means, drop me an email. Make sure you tell me. Martinez, put me in the running. I want to be in the hoppa because I'd love to have a free DVD Blu-ray disc with our compliments. Absolutely easy. Email bill at billmartinezlive.com and make sure you include your address as well. Dr. Herb London is with us. He's been traveling all over the place, and we've got him back here domestically, and we're happy for that. He's president of the Linden Center for Policy Research, co-author of the new book, The Encyclopedia of Militant Islam. Dr. Herb London, welcome to Bill Martinez as always. How are you, sir?
Well, Bill, always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much indeed.
Well, here we are. Once again, the president, everybody, they just could not help themselves. They went after, you know, gun control right away instead of talking about the real problem here. We had 15-hour filibuster last night in the Senate. Democrats able to get the Republicans to move a little bit here. But Herb, it just seems like we're chasing after all the wrong things here.
Well, there's no question. We are chasing the wrong things. Look, this fellow had a gun, or if he didn't have a gun, if he had a knife, if he had a baseball bat, there would have been a lot of damage. Terrible things would have happened, largely because he was inspired by this radical Islamic view that he possesses. What we fail to understand is that what inspired this man, he didn't shout, "I'm an Episcopalian radical."
Right.
No, he shouted, "Allahu Akbar." It was very clear what he had in mind. There was no doubt that he was representing ISIS. He claimed that he has given his allegiance to Baghdadi, the leader of ISIS organization. And whether it's ISIS or it's not, it's this radical Islamic sentiment that is now having a profound role in world affairs. And we have to understand it is not merely a battle to be won on the battlefield with bullets. It's a battle to be won with ideas. This is an ideational war as much as it is a conventional war. And that's something that I don't think this administration fully understands.
Well, I think the bigger shame here, to your point, Herb, is that this administration seems to want to give it place, as opposed to, 2001. I still see George W. Bush atop that rubble with, the fire department, you know, surrounded by first responders, making an announcement to the radicals saying, "Hey, we're coming to get you." Where is that from this president?
Well, you're not getting it from this president. This president believes he is on the right side of history and that ultimately the nations of the world will all play a significant role in creating some sort of international equilibrium. It is an absurd idea. It is the belief that somehow historical forces are moving in his direction. It's almost a Marxist inevitability about this. And yet it is naive, because if you create a vacuum in international affairs with retreat, that vacuum is going to be filled. It will be filled by the Chinese, by the Russians, by ISIS, by radical Islamists, by the Iranians. You can be sure that the vacuum will be filled. And we're seeing signs of it everywhere in the world today. So the president, I think, has this notion that somehow he is on the right side of history, a term that he uses consistently, but it's absurd, really absurd on its face.
There's no indication, past or present, that would give you support, you know, for what the president is saying, what he's doing, what he's irritated about. It's as if he's trying to single-handedly engineer the psychology of people all over the world here.
Well, as a scornful view of Republicans who see the world a little differently from the president, which is also truly reprehensible. If it's 48% of the American people who represent a different point of view, at the very least, encourage or think about the position that is being adopted by Republicans instead of this petulant refusal to give any consideration to another point of view. What is very disturbing about this president is not only his arrogance, but his belief that he's always correct, his self-righteousness. And that, I think, is deeply disturbing in a man who time and time again has made the world far more difficult for Americans than the world that he inherited.
Well, and this is, to your point, very, very problematic because he cannot be wrong. And time and again, there's been that opportunity for him to say, okay, hey, I understand, to adjust. I mean, even Bill Clinton realized at a point in his administration, and because he did, it gave Bill Clinton the legacy that in spite of losing his legal license and all the other potential shame of his administration, his legacy can stand because he did accept bipartisanship.
Well, you raise an interesting point because Bill Clinton adopted welfare reform. He was rather reluctant to do so, but came to the conclusion that this made sense based on the Wisconsin experience. Mm-hmm. And it is that one act, that welfare reform act, that people remember about the Clinton years. You're quite right. I mean, it was not a great presidency, and there's no question about the personal misbehavior. But people will remember the fact that he reached out. There was this form of triangulation where he attempted to embrace some of the Republican ideas. Here you have a president in Obama who is saying just the opposite. Under no circumstances will he entertain any Republican idea. And the Republicans are merely, I think, saying, look, we've got to do something, and we have to understand what our enemy is like. Sun Tzu, in The Art of War, a book that you're undoubtedly familiar with,
yes,
once said, look, if you understand yourself and you understand your enemy, you have an excellent chance of winning a war. If you only understand the enemy but do not understand yourself, the likelihood is you will not be successful. But if you do not understand yourself, and nor do you understand the enemy, then you cannot be successful. And that is the position we're in. We do not understand ourselves, largely because we are divided as a nation. And we do not understand the enemy. We can't even define him. We're not even sure of who the enemy is. As a consequence, we cannot win this war against militant Islam, largely because we don't understand either side of the equation.
Exactly. Well, we don't want to understand it. We're deluding ourselves. We see the truth right before us. And as Joe Manchin said, you know, relevant to other issues, you know, what happened to common sense? I mean, he's bringing common sense back into the discussion. And some of this stuff is just blatantly obvious. I mean, to your point, when Sun Tzu said, when you look at historically how America has responded in wars and we've been successful, even including the American Revolution, it was to his point that we understood the elements, we embraced them. Even when we got rid of the Barbary pirates back in 1812, we understood who the enemy was, and leadership acted. And look what happened. We resolved that issue pretty quick.
Well, I think that there's an awful lot that we could do now. This is not going to be a resolution that will be very quick, in large part because this is a long war. You may knock out ISIS. They may disappear tomorrow. You may wave a magic wand and it's gone. But militant Islam will not be gone. And there will be new groups that emerge. We
yes.
have to understand that this is a long struggle, maybe a two-generational struggle, not unlike the Cold War. But we know how to fight an ideational war. We did it against communism. We did it against Nazism. We have the tools to do so. It's a question of the application of those tools to the struggle that we're now facing.
Exactly. Dr. Herb London is with us. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research and the co-author of the new book, The Encyclopedia of Militant Islam. When we come back, we're going to get into this a little bit more. Also into the psychology of the shooter. I mean, he seemed to be all over the place. He was supporting Sunni and Shia. I mean, there were obviously some psychological issues we're finding out from his family members. Not only was he inclined to be a homosexual himself, and a homosexual and a Muslim, you put that in the same sentence, you got trouble here in River City. So needless to doubt, he was, needless to say, he was a rather tormented soul. And we'll talk about that when we come back right after this. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 after.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world.
Ooh, there's a wonderful world of softness, a wonderful world of freshness. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world.
You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Herb London has joined us, president of the London Center for Policy Research and the co-author of the new book, The Encyclopedia of Militant Islam. Dr. Herb, you know, you hear the stories of this shooter 29 years old. It seems by his history, even statements made from his ex-wife, that he had homosexual tendencies. He is a Muslim. We have said on this show that maybe there was a part, a demented part of him that felt that he could redeem himself by going in and killing the very people that he associated with. Maybe somehow he would find some redemption there through his faith and by trying to do something in the name of radical Islam.
Well, part of the difficulty in making judgments of this kind, and I understand your speculation, is that I'm not a clinical psychologist. I don't know what was in his head. I don't know what he was thinking. Obviously, he was deranged in some ways. But at the same time, what inspired him was this militant Islamic view. That was what inspired him. And we know that that is an inspiration for many others. We also know that is the theme that we have to fight against. And it's a theme that I think will be attracted to many people who are on the side of derangement. Mm-hmm. So we've got to understand that militant Islam is the factor that we can address. We can't address every form of derangement, but we can address this issue and have to understand that this is the enemy that we are now facing, not only in the United States, but internationally. And so this becomes a world war, a war where the West has to understand its civilization is at risk, and we are engaged in a long-term battle. And how we fight it, of course, is what's critical. And the way in which we engage the enemy is critical. But again, not sufficient thinking is going into the vision that is necessary for us to be successful.
Exactly. Well, and you know, the president comes out, he's rather petulant and arrogant about this whole deal, like he's got it figured out, and he's offering us some basic tutorial in resisting what, as you said earlier, nearly half of his constituency, because last time I checked, we're all Americans, you know, are looking at this deal going, wait a minute, there's something off here. We've got trouble here in River City, and we're worried about, you know, the deck chairs being lined up perfectly.
Well, the problem is that, you know, we've got to understand as Americans that we all do share a survivalist instinct. All Americans want to survive. And while in the past it was very apparent that the usual bread and butter issues led a campaign, we are now going into a different kind of campaign where national security will be the overarching theme. The Americans today are saying, can you make us safe? Can you protect us? Are you in a position where you're capable of doing that? And after San Bernardino and Orlando and Chattanooga and 9/11 and the Boston Marathon, there are Americans who are saying, no, 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 I'm not sure you can do that any longer. And if you can't protect me, let's find someone who can.
Exactly.
That is the issue in this campaign. Mm. And even though the polls don't show that yet, I assure you, in the minds of most mothers and fathers, they're saying, look, if we are at a point where we cannot protect our own children, we have to find ways of protecting ourselves. And again, it comes down to the Second Amendment and a variety of other things that Americans are now asking, questions that were not addressed in the past because we didn't face this threat at home. And while Americans, by and large, do not want to fight wars, this war has come to our shores. It is here. It is in the United States. We cannot deny that. And as a consequence, I think Americans are responding very differently.
Yeah, what's the common sense response? The common sense response is Americans are buying guns, and they're resisting anything that is going to restrict their Second Amendment right. I mean, here it is. We're looking for another record month in gun sales this month as a result of what happened. I mean, you know, Herb, you're locked down in a facility for 3 hours. I mean, look at, I love the police. I think they've done everything they could do. But meanwhile, you've got people locked down for over 3 hours with a crazy person that's killing people, and the police are outside the perimeter. You know, this puts people in a very precarious position, and this whole idea of a safe gun zone, you know, we've got to rethink this. I mean, you know, you talk to anybody, and you look at the historical evidence, and where do these shooters go? They choose places where there is the least avenue of resistance. I mean, he was looking. He was looking at Disney World. That's where he wanted to go. But he realized he was going to be met with military, with some firepower resistance. And so then he chooses a soft target, a place that he had been attending. And he could see, okay, hey, I got one guard at the door with a pea shooter gun. I'm going to come in with an automatic weapon or a semi-automatic weapon. And I'm going to take him out, and then I get to have my way with 300 people.
Well, I think that that's exactly right. There is no question that what we are facing here is a portion of America that is using gun control as a way of addressing this whole question, when in fact, if there was one person in that Pulse nightclub that had a weapon and was prepared to use it and knew how to use it,
yeah,
there is no doubt we would not have seen 49 dead people. So, again, you know, I think we overlook the fact that people want guns to protect themselves. Should it be an automatic weapon? I mean, these are matters that represent the nuances in the debate. But the debate about the Second Amendment, I think, is very clear, and it's commonsensical, as you pointed out. If people have the ability to defend themselves, the kind of savagery we've seen would not have occurred.
Well, I wish we didn't have to look at, you know, automatic, you know, weapons and assault rifles and that sort of thing. They all sound so dangerous. But the fact of the matter is they're in play here. And just as what we saw, I was in Los Angeles at the time with a bank robbery in Hollywood when the police force was totally overwhelmed. They're coming out with shotguns and, you know, their 45s and 38s. And meanwhile, you got these guys dressed up in Kevlar and assault rifles, and they just, you know, had a field day with the police. They overwhelmed them. And the odds, the numbers of policemen versus, you know, the robbers, if you remember that incident, you know, they had them greatly outnumbered, but the firepower was much more aggressive on the side of the bad guys. Unfortunately, you know, that's in play. Those are the weapons that are in play. And if you say, look at, you know, we can't have it, the everyday citizen can't have it, and that we're going to rely on the government to be our first line of defense, you know, that's impossible. You know, the police can't get there fast enough.
Excuse me for interrupting. I was going to say history provides a very interesting lesson in this matter. The Nazis took all guns away.
Yes.
And so only the government possessed the guns. What could the innocent person do in that society? Very little. Mm. And so we do not want to put ourselves in the position where we rely on the government to protect us, a government that seems to be incapable of even coming through with a vision of how we deal with the enemy. And so there are many, and it's not at all surprising, many Americans who now want to secure guns because they realize this is not a government that can provide the kind of protection that my family may need.
Well, Herb, his wife, Omar Mateen's wife, well aware. You know, she went with him to buy ammunition. She went, at least on one occasion, it's being reported, to scout the Pulse nightclub. She drove there to Orlando with him. I mean, she's in a serious amount of problems here, in trouble.
Well, she is obviously complicit. If she knew that this fellow was going to engage in this kind of attack, and she was aware of it, and she didn't notify authorities, then she is culpable. She is culpable of the murder of those 49 people. And as I see it, a grand jury should be organized, and she should be indicted. The problem here is that what you are doing is, I guess, trying to assemble as much evidence as you can before this indictment occurs. And she seems to be missing in action at the moment. But my suspicion is the FBI knows where she is. She will be indicted, and there will be a major case. But hopefully enough information will be obtained about his ties to ISIS or other organizations, or the manner in which guns were secured, or the way in which he was thinking, that would be helpful in offsetting the kind of terrorist activity that we will unfortunately face again.
Well, Herb, 10 seconds here. What's the quick takeaway for us?
Well, the quick takeaway is that Americans have to be vigilant. Now, they have to understand this is a long war, that we have to engage the enemy and be prepared to do something about it, and that we have to use whatever political advantage we have so that the United States once again prevails. I believe we can win this war, but only if we understand ourselves and our enemy.
Exactly.
And that is the way we win.
Exactly. Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research and the co-author of the new book, The Encyclopedia of Militant Islam. Dr. London, thank you so much for being with us. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by NBC Universal Telemundo Enterprises. Education, health, and finances are very important topics for the U.S. Hispanic community, which continues to be underrepresented in key areas, such as science and technology education. Hispanics also have increased incidence of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and obesity, and are more likely to be unbanked than non-Hispanics. Through El Poder NT, Telemundo aims to empower viewers to take action in the areas of education, health, and finances. The campaign will provide information and resources on the most critical issues affecting Hispanics Hispanics today and inspire viewers to live a better life by unleashing the power within. With the help of various talent, including Telemundo, NBC News, and MSNBC anchor and host Jose Diaz-Balart, Telemundo is spreading the message to their millions of viewers.
You don't have to be a superhero to make great things happen. The power is within you to reach all your goals. Visit elpoderenti.com for resources on education, health, and finances. Find the tools you need to improve your life. Follow the conversations on social media by using the hashtag elpoderenti.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We the people.
We want freedom now.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
I'll tell you, in some cases, we better figure it out real quick, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Scotty Nell Hughes is with us right now. Always good to have her with us. She's the political editor for RightsAlert.com and a surrogate for Donald Trump. Scotty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on, and what a great morning. Actually, I'm so glad that I'm coming on with you first after just listening to the CIA director confirm everything that you've probably been talking about on talk radio for the past few months.
Okay, so tell us. You heard. I didn't get a chance to hear it, but I'm sure it's consistent with what we're talking about, so go ahead.
Did you like that tease on that one? That
yeah, I loved it. Yeah, well, yeah, and hey, and we're so good. We're like Sonny and Cher here. I just played right off of you just perfectly, didn't I?
You did great. That was wonderful. You'd think we were married or something. John Brennan just confirmed in front of the Senate, and it was interesting to watch what networks actually carried his speech live, because we had a heads up that we are no better today than we were 8 years ago with ISIS. We have not reduced the threat of ISIS at all. In fact, they're getting more money, they're getting stronger there in their territory, and they've expanded even more and grown their power even here in the West. And I have to tell you, after sitting there for the last 24 hours and watching the Democrats filibuster on the floor for more gun control that had nothing to do with terrorism, this right here I'm sure caused a couple curse words out of some Democrats' mouths and presidential candidates.
Can you imagine? I mean, well, so what happened? Did he go straight to the West Wing and hand his resignation to the president after that?
That's what I'm sitting here going. I'm going, oh, my gosh, is he going to resign? I mean, this is the kind of testimony right here that if the Republicans play their cards right and replay it over and over and over again, this will confirm that everything, the reason why Mr. Trump is at the top. People are afraid. We have fear. And it's not like last weekend. It's just an odd reminder. We're reminded it every time we turn on our television, every time that we turn on our internet and we read stories. We are reminded that that our families are not secure, even though we feel nice and safe as much as Barack Obama makes it out to be.
Yeah. Well, a growing number of Americans now approximating at least 50% are saying that they're, you know, they just cannot count on this administration and this president to, you know, to have concern about national security. All his policies, his response, you know, I've been saying here, Scotty, that I'm waiting for that George W. Bush moment where, as you remember at 9/11, when the president stood atop the rubble and said, hey, we're coming after you. We want you to hear this loud and clear. We're not hearing this from this president. We're hearing it from Donald Trump, but not from this president.
But what you are hearing about is you're hearing about, yeah, they're coming after you. They're coming after us Americans. They're coming after our guns. I mean, Rahm Emanuel was the one that started from the beginning. They said, let no good crisis go to waste.
Go to waste, exactly.
And they're not letting it. Hence why we saw, I mean, I don't think people have finished their coffee on Sunday morning before you had Democrats and President Obama out there touting, we need more gun control. I have to tell you, gun control is not the answer. Once again, they're going to use this situation, and nothing that these Democrats are proposing, and even Republicans, I'm sorry, I'm going to criticize both sides. Nothing. The reason why both sides have the same theory, I don't think anybody thinks a terrorist or someone suspected for terrorism should be allowed to purchase a gun. I mean,
exactly.
Just common sense on that one.
Right.
Both bills look the same. The problem is the Republicans and the Democrats attach so much pork to it that we're not looking at, if it was just as simple as, guess what, if you're being investigated for terrorism or have ever been investigated for terrorism, you have to go through some sort of steps if you want to purchase a gun. If it was that simple, it would be one page. This document is 40 pages long, a.k.a. they have attached so much pork, so much of their other issues behind it that neither side can agree on.
Scotty, this is.
Do they have in mind?
Yeah, this is the problem, and that people wonder why things get bogged down. Because you see, we're thinking in terms of common sense. You know, you present like this, and then you go, well, what is blocking this thing? Why is somebody on a no-fly list? You know, Democrats have been touting forever. You know, how can somebody on a no-fly list be on a no? You know, not be on a no-buy gun list? I mean, it all makes common sense. But, you know, it's to your point, it's bogged down because they want to, you know, they want all the other goodies to go with it. And they've just absolutely obliterated the primary purpose of the bill to begin with.
And the whole thought is, okay, I agree. We don't want to take due process away from American citizens. I got it. And people are mistakenly put on the no-fly list. But the terrorist watch list, now that right there, I agree. If they're being investigated for any reason, any suspicion, there's probably a good chance. But here's the other side that I think, especially the Democrats, are failing to realize. There has been such a politically correct culture amongst this administration. In 2012, an order came down through the White House that in all of our intelligence agencies, scrub out anything that might be offensive to anyone in the Muslim faith or the Muslim community, a.k.a. don't link al-Qaeda to 9/11. Don't talk about what the Muslim Brotherhood is. Don't talk about radical Islamic jihadists here within our own mosque. And that right there is why I think we have this mistrust that, fine, sure, you want to take away, make us have to go through even more jumps, through more hoops if we want to get a gun, okay. But you also have to admit that you've got to take this politically correct culture of saying, you know what, I don't want to say someone's mentally insane. I don't want to say somebody that might be a jihadist because, oh, I don't know, they've been to Saudi Arabia twice and they post things on their Facebook page saying they hate Americans.
Yes.
Those guys can't be red flagged, but me, I'm the one that has to jump through hoops to buy a gun.
Exactly. And the thing is, you know, the people are on a no-fly list and then they come off it, or they're on a watch list by the FBI, and the FBI, by their own admission, says, hey, we can only keep them on this list so long, and then we got to let them go. Well, how does that make sense? I mean, we need to redefine. I mean, if you're going to spend 15 hours filibustering, why don't we spend 15 hours, productive hours, in doing something and coming to a solution here?
Exactly. And I want to offer this to your audience after I get off. If you take phone calls or send messages on your Twitter, your Facebook page,
yes.
I want to ask those that possibly might have connections to a gun shop in the area or know people that are in a gun shop. I think we need to give more power to our gun store owners, because the ones that I know, there's nobody that believes in gun safety more than the gun store
owners. Exactly.
And these guys can identify why aren't, and I watched this press conference the other day of the gun store owner down in Florida going.
Yeah, he's right down the, he's down the street from me right now, Scotty. I'm in Port St. Lucie. So he's
Well, my question is, why didn't he feel more empowered to call law enforcement, local law enforcement, or the FBI and say, you know what, you don't have to do anything, but I would kind of look into this guy who came in. I would give more power to those guys, not necessarily that they have to do anything legally, that there be retribution on them, but I'm sorry, if you, there are certain characteristics. If they're coming in and they're popping pills and their eyes are red and bugged out and they want to buy a firearm, you know, you don't have to sell it to them, but if you do, please call law enforcement because more than likely something's not right. We need to empower those guys more, those men and women that own these gun stores, because they're going to be the first ones. But once again, not all these guns are being bought legally. Not all these, I mean, the evil is still, the majority of gun murders that happen are being done with illegal guns, not by their owner who originally bought them. The inner city crime, the urban crime, the evil is going to do whatever evil wishes to do, and they're going to find the tool to use it.
Well, in this particular case, of course, he purchased the guns legally. He was a security guard here in Florida, and so he did things according to the law. And but you're right, what's going to happen is there's going to be heightened awareness for these gun shops. Another gun shop here in Port St. Lucie, I just went in to talk to them about it, and they were very hush mouth about. Not wanting to comment about anything. They didn't want to go on record discussing this whole issue. So, this has become a political hot potato, and this is what, retards and stops the process of coming to a solution, Scotty.
Absolutely. And if Mickey Mouse knew enough to red flag this guy that he was up to no good, why couldn't our Federal Bureau of Investigation be able to do the same?
Exactly. Well, I'm interested to see that, John Brennan interview as well in these comments. Quite profound, Scotty.
You will enjoy them. Play them as often as you can.
Scotty Nell Hughes, political editor for RightsAlert.com, a surrogate for Donald Trump. Thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, let us know your thoughts. What's your response? What about common sense as you see it? We know a majority of Americans are voicing their opinion. Do so at hashtag BMartinezLive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I had what many would call the Cadillac of insurance plans with my company. It covered everything, and that's what got us started thinking, well, what is everything? Are we indirectly paying for people to use services that we don't believe in or want to be a part of? And MediShare was the perfect answer for that.
I felt such relief switching over to MediShare. I wasn't paying for anything that I didn't believe in. I was actually able to stand up for what I believe in, and I was able to put my money where my faith is.
We're part of this great program, and it really costs us less than insurance.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Strike up the band, because, you know, that means we get to take a mental break, and we need one right now with all the heavy stuff we've been talking about. Steve, the movie guy, live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California. Where else? It is the movie guy reporting on the weekend's big winners at the box office and the best of the coming attractions. And The Conjuring did it again, huh? Another good run for them.
Consider this your mental vacation here for
exactly.
A few minutes here. Yeah, The Conjuring 2 did very well. These Conjuring movies just work. Both of them made more than $40 million in their opening weekend, which is great for a horror film. And I guess if you like to be scared to death, The Conjuring 2 would be a great movie to see this weekend. Maybe catch this weekend. Warcraft, unfortunately, only made about $24 million in this country. But let's not cry any tears for Universal here, because it made over $156 million over in China last weekend.
Wow.
Which is really, you know, indicative of the world we live in these days. I mean, it's an international situation. Warcraft, of course, is about a video game, and it just so happens that half of the people that play Warcraft happen to live in the country of China. There you go.
Yeah, go figure. So it was right in their wheelhouse, and they appropriately responded. Everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy there. Now You See Me 2 did fairly well. They were happy with 22.4 last weekend. That is a sequel, of course, to Now You See Me, which came out a few years ago. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, another $14 million, and X-Men Apocalypse rounded out the top five. Well, get set. We're going to have another big weekend at the box office. You remember Finding Nemo.
Absolutely.
Yep. Well, Finding Dory is going to hit theaters.
Doggone it. Who told her to get lost?
Well, you know, these movies, this is Pixar. This is a beautiful-looking movie. These are done. They're always very well done.
Mm.
You know, we're not breaking any new ground here, but it's getting great reviews. 93% recommending Finding Dory this weekend. 2.5 out of 4 stars in USA Today. USA Today say a bit of the Finding Nemo magic is missing here, but, of course, that only happens once, I guess.
We got Ellen D, though, man. Ellen D's there.
She's voicing Dory. She's a wide-eyed blue tang fish, suffers from memory loss every 10 seconds or so. Mm. And the one thing that she can remember is that she somehow became separated from her parents as a child. So she has the help of her friends Nemo and Marlin.
She embarks on an epic adventure to find them. Her journey brings her to the Marine Life Institute on the coast of California. This is a conservatory that houses diverse ocean species. Now, Dory knows that her family reunion will only happen if she can save Mom and Dad from captivity. And half the fun with these movies, you know, are the characters that she comes across. And in this one, we have a nearsighted whale shark that's voiced by Caitlin Olson. We have the nervous beluga whale voiced by Ty Burrell. Dominic West and Idris Elba, they pair up. They're back as the extremely lazy seals that they played last time around. Ed O'Neill, of course, is voicing this ornery octopus, Hank. It all seems to work. Finding Dory will be number one. I think it's going to make about $120 million this weekend. So
right. Well, good fun.
That will be a big movie. And the one they're thinking that might be a real surprise sleeper hit is this movie called Central Intelligence.
I think so.
Have you seen the trailer for this one?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is one of those ones that's going to come out of nowhere, surprise people.
We have great chemistry here between Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart. This is about a one-time bullied geek, Bob, played by Dwayne Johnson. Yes, he plays the one that was bullied in high school. He grows up to be this lethal CIA agent. He comes home for his high school reunion, and he claims to be on this top secret case, so he enlists the help of a former big man on campus, Kelvin, played by Kevin Hart, who's now an accountant. And, Kelvin kind of misses the glory days of when he was a big man on campus, so he joins up with the Dwayne Johnson character. And before he really realizes what he's getting into, it's too late to get out, as his increasingly unpredictable new friend drags him through a world of shootouts, double crosses, and espionage that could get both of them killed in more ways than Kelvin can count. 62% recommending Central Intelligence. Looks like a funny movie.
I think so. We need a break. This could be the break of the weekend for us to go and see this one. I'll buy the popcorn, let me tell you.
Yeah, that could be the one to see.
Yeah.
We have a couple of strange movies from Sundance. Now, I have been going to Sundance for years, but they're saying that Swiss Army Man may be the strangest movie to come out of that film festival, and I have seen a lot of strange movies up here.
Yeah, this is a woman's dream. It's a dreamboat. I mean, just what you want to be, Steve-O, the Swiss Army Man for your wife, right?
Well, I guess this is about a hopeless man played by Paul Dano. He is stranded in the wilderness. He befriends a flatulent dead body played by Daniel and, you should check out the trailer before you see this one. Yeah. About half of the crowd walked out of the premiere up at Sundance. It was just too weird for them. Mm. But these two get together. 71% of the critics are somehow recommending this thing. They go on a surreal journey to get home. Paul Dano, Daniel Radcliffe playing the dead body. Now, I think that's a part I could play. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know where I was during the casting of this, but I think maybe I could have been able to.
Cut it out. But Daniel Radcliffe, though, I mean, you know, it's, here we got Harry Potter. Potter has become the Swiss Army Man. I mean, it's
kind of expanding his resume.
Good for him. But, how many times do you get to go on the big screen and be flatulent?
Well, that's one of the things I really haven't looked forward to, but
well,
you're right.
Hey.
That's something that not everybody gets to do. It's a documentary called Tickled. It was also up at Sundance. This is about a journalist, David Fair. He stumbles upon a mysterious tickling competition online. As he delves deeper, he comes up against fierce resistance, but that doesn't stop him from getting to the bottom of a story stranger than fiction. Once again, check out the trailer Tickled, a documentary about secret tickling societies. And it gets really strange. I mean, there's with secret identities, criminal activity. He's threatened. It's pretty wild. 90% recommending Tickled.
Well, up until then, I thought it might be a solution to the 2016 election, but
taking the whole concept of tickling to the extreme.
Why not? Hey, we need
everything
to lighten up a little bit,
along
maybe,
with
huh?
everything else.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
We have a movie which really looks good here. It's called Keeper of Lost Causes, and this is based on an international bestseller, and it is the first film in the Department Q series, which introduces us to a maverick detective, Carl Mork, who after he botches an assignment is relegated to reviewing old cases. So he has a new partner, and the Moody Bork begins digging into the unsolved disappearance of a high-ranking female politician who supposedly committed suicide but whose body was never recovered, a mystery that plunges the investigators into a dark, disturbing conspiracy. So hiring people with Swedish names I can't pronounce. But it looks like a terrific film. 68% of the critics are recommending Keeper of Lost Cause.
Yeah, you go see that and you learn the names and you sound so sophisticated, you know?
Well, you sound like you're from another country anyway.
Well, yeah, exactly. But, you know, hey, we like that every once in a while, you know? So
we have a movie called Clown. This is one of those horror films that just, it looks terrifying, even disturbing. 50% recommending Clown. Here's the idea here.
Can you imagine, you know, for all these people that have clownophobia or whatever it's called, you know, the fear of clowns that goes on, I mean, this is this may not be the movie for you, okay?
It's a story of a loving father who dons a clown outfit and makeup to perform at his son's 6th birthday, only to discover that the costume, the red nose, the wig included, will not come off. And his own personality changes in a horrific fashion. Yeah, if you have clown phobia, not one to see.
No.
Out there this weekend, it does look terrifying.
Wow.
We have an interesting documentary here. It's called Raiders, the Story of the Greatest Fan Film Ever Made. Of course, everybody remembers Raiders of the Lost Ark. I think that came out something like 35 years ago.
Amazing,
back
huh?
then, yeah, oh, great movie. You had these three kids, 11-year-old boys from Mississippi, and they set out on what would become a 7-year-long labor of love and a tribute to their favorite film. They were just obsessed by this film, so they do a faithful shot-for-shot adaptation of the action-adventure film. Sometimes,
how cool is that?
This is, they call these fan films.
They wow, awesome.
Every scene except one, which is the film's explosive airplane set piece. Now, it's over 20 years later, 2 decades later, they all get back together with the original cast members from their childhood in order to complete this masterpiece. It's 94% are recommending this. Raiders, the Story of the Greatest Fan Film Ever Made, might be one to see this weekend.
Yeah, where do you go to find a plane that you can blow up? I mean, even 20 years later, it's still expensive.
It's still expensive, but, you know, we have computer-generated graphics and imagery these days, so that may be the route they take here. Raiders, the Story of the Greatest Film Ever Made.
Well, and that's the thing about these kids, you know, they're so technologically savvy that they can blow up anything these days and, you know, do that kind of stuff. And it's like, no big deal. So with this modern, but what a great idea. I love this.
Yes. And, you know, the technology has come a long way in the last 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
You're of course, are familiar with Game of Thrones, right?
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Well, we have a movie here, which they're saying is like Game of Thrones, but much easier to follow. Now, with Game of Thrones, I have to admit, you know, when I was, after the first season, I hadn't been into the show, so I thought, well, I'm going to have to check this out. So my wife and I sat down to watch the premiere of the second season, and I was watching what was going on, and I was thinking, who are these people, and why are they all just kind of wandering around here? And I thought, in order to get the gist of this, I'm going to have to binge an entire season, and I've never been into it. But The Last King is a movie which they say is a much easier to follow version. This play takes place in Norway in 1206. It's being raged by civil war. You have a king's illegitimate son, which half the kingdom wants to kill off. It's guarded in secrecy by two men. This is a story which changed the course of the country's history based on true events. It's called The Last King, set in civil war ravaged Norway back in 1206. There you go. A lot to see this weekend. Finding Dory will be the big movie. It looks great, getting great reviews. That might be one for the family to see.
Yeah, keep your eye, though, on my sleeper pick, Central Intelligence. I think it's just going to be a fun movie. We'll see what happens. See if L&D can win out over The Rock here. We'll see how that comes out. Well, we'll see you at the Cineplex. A lot of good stuff happening this weekend. Don't forget the popcorn. Steve-O, the movie guy. I'm Bill Martinez live.
Enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast. VaporPalace.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.